गुड इवनिंग संदीप जी, हाउ आर यू?
गुड।
ग्रेट. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, थैंक्स टू यू फॉर बीइंग अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस सेशन टुडे. एज अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन, वट एवर वी डिस्कस, इट विल रिमेन कम्प्लीटली कॉन्फिडेंशियल, एंड प्लीज कंसिडर दिस एज अ सेफ स्पेस टू शेयर योर थॉट्स, वट एवर इज देयर इन योर माइंड, वेरी फ्रीली. Also, one thing that I wanted to check before we proceed is, can we record this conversation purely from learning purposes?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. So you can take a couple of minutes to gather your thoughts, and please let me know whenever you are ready to start the conversation.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So what is it that you would want to discuss today?
So it is something that I've been observing. I've observed recently, actually. So I'm noticing a lot of resistance in, undertaking new things. Everything seems so challenging and yeah, difficult, I will say. Maybe, I mean, I'm not anyway a very high risk taker. I'm a very calculated person. I consider everything before I do. But I'm somehow noticing that there is a challenge in, being a little with, yeah. So I think the common, I've been not looking at various issues, and the common denominator that is coming to my mind is resistance. And one of the things that I have been thinking might be because I'm not having that much of clarity, but yeah. So what I want to discuss with you is how can I, be at a little ease, I'm definitely able to deal with things, in some way or the other, but there is a lot of energy that goes into issues, and that really troubles me. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So thanks for sharing that with me, Sandeep ji. And I would also like to say that yes, I hear that the thoughts that you've shared, they are bothering you a little bit. But yes, we will through this session. We will definitely work through them, and I am with you in this journey of yours. So I hear you saying that this has been a recent observation where you see a little, where you see some resistance towards trying new things.
Yeah, I mean it's not that it is very new, I mean, but I think ever since the time I took I left the job, I think ever since that, I think many new things are coming in. I thought that things will become a little more settled, but many new unexpected issues and areas are coming in. But what made me bring this is that during my recent trip, I observed that, in many areas where I was very comfortable, and but even there also I'm facing resistance. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So if I have to put it, Sandeep ji, I hear that you are that as a person you are somebody who is very calculative, in nature, right? Not very risk taking.
Yeah, I mean, I consider the consequence and, want to be very clear and sure about everything, or have a reasonable level of clarity before I move forward. Yeah.
Okay. So
But
yeah, so yeah.
now, I think most of the things are so new that. Or maybe the time is not so high. I mean that I don't have that time or opportunity to get that clarity also. I mean, this is something which I've been trying to analyze and think about. Yeah.
Okay. So Sandeep ji, I hear you talk about getting clarity, right? So what type of clarity is this clarity that you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, so I will not say it is 100% clarity, but a reasonable level of clarity that lets me move forward, I mean, as I mentioned to you, that clarity is related to the risk taking. I mean, okay, if that consequence happens, I am in a position to absorb that risk. I mean, that is the level of clarity I try to look for, if I have to go on a road trip maybe, or on an excursion, I need to have an approximate idea of how much, what type of a condition and what are the challenges I might face and how much preparation I can. Yeah, so in that case, it'll be more of a, comfort in making a preparation, for example, But yeah, so what to answer your question, it'll be like a reasonable level of clarity that gives me the confidence to move forward.
Okay. So I hear you talk about a reasonable level of clarity that gives you that confidence to move forward, right? So I also really like the example that you gave about going on an excursion or going on a trip and being prepared. So what does that ha and there's some clarity that you want for that preparation. So what does that having that clarity do to you in the moment?
I mean, that gives me that confidence that I'm prepared to deal with the consequences of that challenges that I might face, Or I have a reasonable expectation that that I might be able to deal with it. Though when I'm talking to you, I'm able to think of a situation when it was a very, very completely unexpected development that took place. But yeah, I think, but yeah, it gives me that confidence that I'm adequately prepared. I can absorb the consequences and I'm prepared to deal with it.
Okay. So I hear this word confidence again and again, and I also hear it in a very positive light, right? Confidence to be able to deal with the consequences. Yeah. So while as an individual, I understand that you are a person who would want to be reasonably prepared to feel confident, what is it that you are noticing about yourself?
So when I was talking to you, I actually suddenly realized that there have been situations when even things completely, completely went off the track, but still I was able to manage. But it was a very challenging, it was a challenge, but So to answer your question, what am I noticing? I mean, so I'll say that, it's a very difficult situation. I'll put it like this. It's a very difficult situation in a sense that because I know on one hand, that I may not be able to get that clarity in everything, in every situation. But it doesn't. It's not possible to get clarity, and I mean, and I'm able to deal with it, but it's not with ease. Let me put it like that. It is not with ease. I mean, it's like dragging myself or finding the nick of the button. I mean, it's not a enjoyable experience, let me put it like this. I mean, though I will say that you feel good that you have been able to do later on, but it's not an enjoyable experience at that moment, or let me say, yeah, I would have always wished that it doesn't come. Yeah.
Yeah, great, great. I like the way you are sharing it, closing your eyes, deeply thinking about it. So appreciate your honesty here. Yeah, and I also understand that yes, whatever you are feeling, it might be a little difficult at this point in time. So, as a part of this session today, Sandeep ji, what is it that you would like to explore further?
Yeah, I think so. It's a very, strange situation. There is a part of me that knows that, that I will have to continue to face with these ambiguous situations, and they will happen more, especially if, because there's a lot of transition that is happening, but that internal comfort is not coming. So what I want to discuss today is how can I develop that comfort inside me, how can I develop that comfort and confidence inside me that I can deal these situations with ease.
So I hear you say two things here, Sandeep ji. One is developing that internal comfort and confidence. Yeah. To
Yes.
be able to deal with these situations.
Yeah.
And also to be able to deal with these things with ease.
Yeah. Very true. With ease.
With ease, yeah. So are both of these connected in some way?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there is a, I mean, So there is one way to work with situation, like you drag yourself, you crib about things, and you do because sometimes you are forced to do them. You don't have an option, you don't have a choice because of responsibilities or because of how you are thrown into a situation, But then a lot of energy goes into it, I mean, a lot of energy goes into it, and you don't enjoy it. So in a sense that if I have that comfort and confidence, I can do things with ease. Let
Okay.
me put it like this. That
Mm-hmm.
if I don't have that comfort and confidence, then it'll be like I'll be pushing myself, dragging myself.
Okay. So being able to develop that internal comfort and confidence so that we can, you can deal the with these things with ease.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. So how would you know that you have been able to achieve this goal of developing that internal comfort and confidence?
Yeah, I think by the end of the session, if I can. I can get that clarity, type of a clarity inside, that, yeah, it's more internal clarity, I'll say, if I can feel it inside. I mean, I'm not a feeling person, but yeah, but I can, if I can get that clarity inside, or that I got something new. Yeah. I mean, a little movement will tell me, yes.
Okay, that's great. And developing that internal comfort and confidence. Yeah, what makes it so important at this point in time?
Yeah, I think actually. As I was mentioning to you, that the life circumstances are sometimes pushing me to do things that I would have perhaps not wanted, so I think it's like a. I mean, I really don't have much of a choice because I know I have to navigate many new things and many new areas and many new issues. I can sense it, and my recent trip gave me a glimpse of that. Yeah, itself gave me, and I've been. Reflecting on it before maybe I had a session with you today. So I've
Okay.
been thinking about it, yeah.
Great. So I hear you say that there are a lot of life situations that you need to navigate, and hence this goal becomes important.
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to see that it is, these are going to happen in the near
Okay.
future.
Understood. So what would need your attention at this point in time to be able to develop that internal comfort, confidence, and clarity?
So what would need my attention is if you can find a way to focus on My internal resources, I think that's something. I mean, external, I think one thing that I have, that recent trip told me was that external is not in my control. I mean, suppose that trip that I was going to, or I mean, so many things are not, I don't have the opportunity like I had earlier, to get clarity and all in many situations. So it's about how do I, yeah, it's about paying attention to my internal resources. Yeah, how do I activate them? How do I activate my internal resources? Is in times of need, I will say.
Okay. So activating your internal resources.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've also been taking this example of this trip, right?
Yeah.
So what would have changed for you, Sandeep ji, had this trip been planned differently, or maybe there was more clarity to how it would have gone? What would have changed for you as a person?
So I will not say that I would have. I'll say it's not that that planning would not have. I mean, that external planning would not have changed because that anyway, as a person, I am doing it, but it's more about being able to being able to, be prepared internally that I might face many unexpected, unclear situations. And that I was trying to give you because that gave me a point of reflection. It's not that, I mean, that was not that only thing that,
Yeah, I'm sure.
but yeah, but when I went through that trip, that was a great learning experience. And, yeah, so. One thing, for example, I got prepared because I knew will have to live with a dog. My son has a pet and I'm scared of dogs, but I was mentally a little better prepared and it was with ease and maybe, but yeah, I mean, but other situations, would have been very different. I mean, I would have felt very, I mean, I'll say those cribbing and all would not have happened.
Okay.
So I don't know whether I answered your question or entered into my own reflection.
That's okay. You can take your time.
Yeah.
So, how would you want to move forward towards achieving this goal of becoming internally comfortable, confident?
I think maybe being able to recognize that it needs that activation and then being able to activate it. I mean, that's my logical mind thinking.
Yeah.
But yeah. may not be as simple, but yeah, that's what is coming to me.
So you also talked about focusing on your on my internal resources, right? So
Yeah.
what internal resources, if you could share that?
So while talking to itself, actually, I've been able to think of four, you know, they have been coming to me. I think the first is that you know, I think it's about believing in self. Actually, if it is law, if to be that I can do it, but I mean, so. But sometimes, you know, while talking, it is easier, you know, because I'm able to remember some of those experiences and that what helped me, you know, when you were talking about. But in the moment, I get triggered. I think the trigger happens, you know, I mean, the trigger of that happens. And so I think it's about a way to being able to focus on that, you know, I mean, so actually when I was talking to you, I was able to remind that I have done it before, my past experience, or in the case of this dog, like I had to focus and, you know, think and talk to a lot of people, so I mean, to be mentally prepared. But the answer, I think, if I have to say that, believing in self-navigation, I mean, that will be the only thing, if I will say, and being a little flexible, I think I have become a little rigid.
Okay.
Become a little rigid, and then my fears are coming in. It's about I think so. I mean, when I was talking to you itself, I was remember when I was sharing with you that there was a trip which completely got did not go well. I mean, there was it was my experience that I have been able to do such a situation, or you know, for example, even getting up at 4 or 4:30 in the morning. I mean, I have done it before. It's not that something new or navigating whole night. Yeah. So it's about So I think it's about being able to recognize so and believing in self. I think, quickly recalling past experiences is, I think, the fastest, but being a little flexible, yeah, believing in self is the only thing I think that is coming to me, I mean, being able to pay attention to, yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking about it. I mean, I said in the moment, about activating internal resources, but when I think about it, to make it happen, I mean, it's becoming quite a challenge. But yeah, but if I have to say that being able to recognize and
Sure.
believing in self and being flexible, I mean, I can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's some beautiful reflective words that you've shared about yourself, right? Which talks about believing in self-navigating, being flexible, recognizing and believing in self. Yeah. So now that you've been able to recognize these things, Sandeep ji, what is it that will help you to activate them?
I think this conversation can make it a little easier, I mean, being able to what can make it easier is this. So other than being able to recognize in the moment, recognize that I'm facing that internal resistance in the moment, and then, think of various options. I mean, that's a very logical option. I mean, think of various options. I will not say that. I think it's about intent.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's about, I mean, it's easier to say that mindset and flexibility and all. But I think after recognizing it is the intent that I have to work on it, and then so easiest is past experience, or visualizing, Yeah, for me, these are two great resources. I mean, visualize how yeah, I mean, other than believing in self, past experience and visualizing how we'll be in that situation, when I have to go through that. Yeah. So it's about recognizing intent, believing in self, and then using past experience or future visualization. And I mean, that makes it a little easier for me. Though I would think I will, maybe once I go after the session, I might come out with some more. But yeah.
That's great. I can see. And you can tell me better that yes, if there is some. So while we are having this discussion, if there is some clarity that is already coming to your mind, are we moving ahead in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to think of all the things that I can use or I have used in the past. I mean, or I can use, just yeah, I think. Yeah.
So while we're talking about this goal of becoming more comfortable internally and becoming more confident, yeah, I would also want to understand what is that end state for you, Sandeep ji? What is that aspirational state for you? Where would you want to be?
In my life or in the session?
In the session for now, but yes, it will be linked to your life.
So I think in life, I think it's about being more enthusiastic. It's about being able to say to myself with ease that, yeah, I mean, what will happen, I'll be able to deal with it. It's not the So I think, and the session, I think, yeah, I think I'm having a fair clarity. I mean, it's a work in progress.
Okay, sure.
So what I am while I'm trying to talk to you, I think there's a structure that is emerging, and I can utilize that structure to further, grow it or, populate it.
Okay. So may I know what structure or what learnings or insights are emerging for you from our discussion?
Yeah, I think what, as I mentioned to, I mean, yeah, so first is being able to recognize, I mean, the speed at which I'm able to recognize, then shift to intent, and then activate, which I suggested a various some of those strategies that came to me. I mean, I will be able to get some more, and then and then feel confident in putting into action. Yeah.
Okay. And what actions at this point in time, what actions do you think you need to take to be able to work on?
Yeah, so I think so post this session, I think I can spend some more time thinking about it, reflecting it. I think, and maybe then I'll maybe able to add some more to this list of process that I have developed with you. Some more. Maybe I will be able to think of some more resources which I can easily activate, which I'm not able to think right now. It'll come to me if I, the more I will reflect on it.
Okay. Sure. Understood. And any resources or support systems or support mechanisms that will help you in this process?
I think as I progress in my thinking and in my reflection, I might need a few sessions. Actually, I was trying to break that whole thing into simple parts, and I can have some more coaching sessions.
Okay, great. Sure. And definitely, Sandeep ji, whenever you require, we can have a few more sessions planned to take this discussion into its entirety, right? Anything that we need or anything that you would want to share before we are able to end this session today?
So thank you very much. I think it was a useful session, and we could develop our process.
Great, great. Thank you so much, and thank you for giving me that opportunity today. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tanushree.
Thank you so much, Sandeep.